PepsiCo, which owns Frito-Lay, is the company that brings us munchies like Cracker Jacks and Cheetos. For 5 years, Derek Yock pushed PepsiCo to produce healthier, lower-sodium, lower-sugar foods and beverages. The responses were both sweet and salty.
There are parts of the company where the support and the awareness of the need to change was extremely high. But of course, there were many who isolated me.
Yock was brought on by PepsiCo's CEO, who he says saw the potential of a multinational to influence health, in part through hummus.
While I was there, I saw certainly the growth of hummus. PepsiCo is now one of the largest producers of hummus. We saw the launch of dairy products for the first time, yogurt through the Müller Quaker product. And we saw a range of other healthier products being tested.
Still, the company wasn't willing to invest as much into research and new products as Yock had hoped. He's now with a health research group called the Vitality Institute, but says companies of all types are coming together with an interest in health and prevention.
They include companies like Samsung, Microsoft, General Electric, IBM, Qualcomm, small startups. They're looking at a route to profitability through new products to promote better health, through whether it's devices or smartphones or alerts or adherence of moving. And they're looking at how it's going to benefit the bottom line of people's personal health.
Rather than wait for consensus or expect government to lead, drugstore chain CVS is trying to change the goods behind its counters to be healthier. CVS made waves when it announced that this fall it will stop selling all tobacco products. Troy Brennan is executive vice president.
We're beginning to know that we have to do something about taking better care of ourselves. And so companies that do those sorts of things and make those kinds of steps, I think consumers are attracted to that, and that's the business interest.
Cutting tobacco will wipe out an estimated $2 billion a year in sales, Brennan says. But in the long term, he's not worried.
You know, this is a place where we should be headed. So I think we're pretty confident about it. And there were a lot of people who were holding their breath that the stock didn't go in half. And instead, the stock went up.
Across the pond, British supermarket chain Tesco is also trying to nudge customers towards healthier decisions. By the end of the year, it will remove displays of chocolates and candies at checkouts in grocery and convenience stores. Many more corporations are turning inward and focusing first on wellness among employees. Derek Yock of the Vitality Institute says whether companies are changing products in stores or implementing health programs for workers, evaluation by a third party will be key to understanding what works.
And the win will come through seeing whether the companies who do the right thing are going to see the uplift on the share price over the long term.
And whether it will be more convenient for us consumers to make healthy decisions. Lauren Silverman for KERA News in Aspen.